the penitentiary right now.
Well, he ain't done nothing wrong, though, has he, Mr. Abner?
Well, no, not nothing exactly wrong, Cedric, but it does look bad. See, that feller Devereaux sent after that box that he left here, and we had the diamonds out of it. Was aiming on taking them back to Miss Barrington. And now that we found out they ain't hers, why, Lum's just afeard that Mr. Devereaux will have him arrested for stealing.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you never breathe that to a soul, old Cedric.
Oh, Mom, I won't. Cross my heart.
And Lum, time if we knowed where he's at.
Well, ain't Mr. Lum going to work down here at the store no more?
I don't know. I sort of doubt it, Cedric. He was talking last night about running away from home and joining a foreign legion.
Well, for goodness sakes. What's a foreign legion?
Well, that's what he called it. I don't know exactly what it is myself. Some sort of a legion, I reckon. Foreign legion's all I know he called it. It's sort of an army of some kind, I think, off summer. In Africa, I believe he said it was. Someplace, anyway, where they go when they want to forget things.
Have to go clean to Africa to forget something?
I reckon so.
I can forget right here in Pine Ridge. All us forgetting something.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yonder Lum's coming yonder now.
Was that Mr. Lum?
Why, sure.
Well, he's sure growed himself a crop of whiskers in the last few days, ain't he?
Oh, them just blued on there, Cedric. That's part of that old Santa Claus outfit he uses over at the... Oh, well, he ain't trying to look like Santa Claus. He's just trying to disguise himself to where he don't look like himself, I reckon.
Well, I can tell that's him fur as I can see him.
But, of course, he don't look like that picture of himself that he sent that Miss Barrington she gave to the police. That's the main reason he disguised him.
Yeah, but I'd know him anywhere.
I tell you, Cedric, let's have some fun out of it.
Fun out of it?
Yeah, let's let on like we don't know him.
Yes, ma'am.
It'll just tickle him plumb to death if he thinks he's fooled us. I'll make him admit it before it's over, though. You watch me. I might find out here he is. I don't let on now, Cedric.
No, I won't.
Well, come in, sir. Come in.
Yeah, morning, morning.
You're a stranger around here, ain't you?
Huh? Oh, yeah. First time I was ever in this town.
Well.
What's the name of it?
Pine Ridge.
Well, I do know. Right cute name for a little town.
Yeah. Whereabouts are you from?
Well, don't tell it around, but I'm a city feller from New York.
New York? Well, that's a cute name town. Yes, it is. What kind of business are you in?
What kind of business?
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
Oh, gold mining, mostly. Sell 14-carat solid gold, the only thing I fool with.
Well, where's your mine at?
I told you once, New York City.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Abner Peabody is my name.
Lewis is my name, Mr. Lewis.
Lewis? Well, I used to know a Lewis over at Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill?
Yeah.
Well, that ain't me.
Oh, no. He was a little bitty short fella, little fella.
Oh, well, I know it ain't me, then.
Yeah, well, shake hands with Mr. Weehunt here.
Yeah, pleased to make your acquaintance, Mr. Weehunt.
Howdy. This is fun, ain't it?
Are you going to be here long, Mr. Lewis?
I don't know. Just sort of sloshing around like water in a barrel. Got tired of that city life up there. I've always wanted to see what country people is like.
Well, Lord me, I can show the biggest country jakes lives in this town you ever seen.
You can, huh?
Yeah, one fella in particular. I used to have a partner here in the store, Lum Edwards. Now, if you want to see somebody backwoodsy, you ought to have seen him.
He's awful ignorant.
You keep out of this.
Yes, ma'am.
What was the gentleman's name again?
Why, Columbus Edwards is his full name, but we call him Lum.
It ain't his name, no such a thing, and you know it. He changed it to Lum.
How do you know?
Well, I know. I've heard of it. Columbus. Anybody that name a youngin' that ought to be shot.
Well, what are you getting so riled up about, Mr. Lewis?
Well, I just don't like the name. I knowed a feller named that once, and his partner promised him by all that was good and bad that he'd never call him that as long as he lived.
I said I wouldn't call him Columbus to his face.
Mr. Weehunt, don't you never mention that to a soul. I don't think Mr. Edwards would like for anybody to know that was his name.
No, I ain't going to say nothing.
Some varmints you can't trust to keep a secret no more.
Well, I never thought about you getting mad about it, Mr. Lewis.
Just let it go. This Lum Edwards you're talking about, I understand he's a pretty nice feller.
Oh, I don't know as I'd go so far as to say that.
He ain't here no more. He joined the American Legion and went...
Fine Legion, Cedric, fine.
I hear that he's an awful nice fellow, though. Big business typhoon. He's well thought of, I know that.
Yeah, well, you could think well of him, at fur all. He'd be all right if he didn't steal so bad.
Steal?
Yeah, that's the reason he left the country, stole a batch of diamonds.
I wouldn't say such as that about somebody less than I knowed for sure.
Well, the diamonds is right over there in that safe to prove it. He stole them out of a box that was left here. Oh, I've known for years that he'd steal. Or two, we've been partners here in the store. No telling how much stuff he's carried out of this store, and I never knowed nothing about it.
Carried stuff out of the store?
Now, wait a minute, here comes Grandpappy Spears.
I don't care who's coming in. I ain't going to stand
here.
Well,
him. Come in, Grandpa.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, howdy. How are you today, Abner?
Oh, just fine.
How are you, Lum?
Oh, all right, I reckon, Grandpa. What was that you said about Mr. Eddards carrying stuff out of the... wait a minute here. How did you know who I was, Grandpa?
How did I know? Oh, them whiskers. Yeah, they do change you up a little, Lum. I believe they'll be coming to you. Here, though, here's a telegram that come down there at Dick Huddleston's store for you.
Telegram?
Yeah, they said I better bring it right over. It might be something important.
Well, thank you, Grandpap. I, Grannies, I want to talk to you, Abner, quick as I get done reading this.
Well, now, we was just joshing along. We knowed who you was.
That don't make no difference. I, Grannies, you've done went too far with... Wait a minute here. Oh, my goodness. Listen to this.
Huh?
L. Eddards, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Sack of jewels missing from box will be in Pine Ridge tomorrow to see you, 3 o'clock. Be there. Signed, Devereaux.